The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good evening to you, and welcome inside the Atchison High Gymnasium here for tonight's doubleheader between the Phoenix and the Eudora High School Cardinals. Josh Pound, glad to have you with us tonight on KAIR 93.7 FM Horton Atchison, as Tom has safely arrived in West Palm Beach, Florida, for tomorrow's call of the NAIA Football Championship Series between the Benedictine Ravens and the Kaiser University Seahawks. So, glad to have you with us here this evening. Pre-game warm-ups have concluded, and I'm guessing we will get into our starting lineups here this evening. For the Phoenix, they are 0-1. They opened up their season with a 62-46 loss at the hands of Lawrence Free State. Eudora comes into the game 1-0. They opened their season with a 52-38 win over Wamego. So for the visiting Cardinals and head coach Brandon Parker, he will go with the starting lineup of senior Hannah Keltner, sophomore Bryn Dietering, sophomore Izzy Brunkow, freshman Ava Dye, and senior Miranda Kuntz. For head coach Nick Rebant and his Atchison High Phoenix, he will go with a senior guard, Holly Banks, followed by a sophomore guard, Ashlyn Hausch. Then we have a junior forward, Kaya Downing, followed by freshman guard Alondra Herrera, and then rounding out the starting lineup for the Phoenix will be a senior forward, Araya Boldridge. So as I mentioned, the Phoenix 0-1 opened their season with a 62-46 loss to Lawrence Free State, and Eudora comes into the ballgame 1-0, opening their season at 52-38 over Wamego. Boys action will come up immediately following this one. And they only played one JV game tonight. That went in the favor of Eudora. Decent crowd filling in here inside the gymnasium. You can hear the band in the background. Final starters being introduced for the Phoenix. Referees removing their jackets, and we are about ready for tip-off here for tonight's doubleheader. Atchison High decked out in their home whites, red numerals, looks like yellow piping. For Eudora, they will be in their road, and we'll call it navy, and then they've got cardinal numerals with white piping. Phoenix will go from right to left on your radio dial here this evening, obviously meaning that the Cardinals will move from your left to right. Inside the circle will be Die for Eudora and Downing for the Phoenix. And the Phoenix win the opening tip. First shot off the back iron, too strong by Herrera. And the Cardinals are in transition. Quickly down in the corner, three up from just in front of the bench. Rebound pulled back down by Brunkow. She dishes it off into the paint, and it'll be the first basket of the evening scored by either team. That'll be Dietering with her first 2 points of the contest. Quickly the other way, the Phoenix in transition. Offensive rebound off the glass, no good. Rebound on the second effort, pulled down by Keltner. 7:22 remaining. It's an early lead here for Eudora. Top of the key, stolen by Pausch. And she steps out of bounds. It'll be a throw-in across the way for the Cardinals. Dyer, 7-12 here early in our first quarter action between Atchison High girls and Eudora. Near side with it goes Brunkow. They'll swing it around the top of the key, down low for Kuntz. Working down low. In and out, the Cardinals go around the key. Three, thought about it. No, she'll put it on the floor. That'll be Brunkow. Dished back out, near steal that time again by Hausch. Inside, penetration too strong. Kicked back out to the wing, into the paint, dribble penetration. And that ball falls for Keltner. 4-0 Cardinals, 6:35 remaining here in the first quarter. Eudora with a man-to-man full-court pressure, ball being brought up by Herrera. Breaks the pressure, leaves it off for Banks. Looking down low for Hausch, and the pass is knocked out of bounds. Phoenix will throw it in deep in the corner, 6:19 remaining here in our first quarter. Right by the end of the bench for the Cardinals. Into the paint, dribbled in, off the glass, too strong. Rebound pulled down by Eudora. They'll go in transition quickly the other way, up and off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down, last touched by Hausch for the Phoenix. Eudora will throw it in underneath their own hoop, 6:05 remaining here in the first. Quickly inbounded, off the glass. Two-point basket is good for Dye. It's 6-0 Eudora. Again, being brought up by Herrera. Nearly has her pocket picked. This time she does. It'll be a steal for Dye. Quickly the other way. And it'll be a traveling violation on the Cardinals. As Izzy Brunkow, one too many steps in transition. 6-0 Eudora. 5:44 remaining here in our first quarter. Stolen away inside the paint. Scooped up, up and off the rim by Downing. Now quickly the other way. Foul underneath the basket will be whistled on Ariah Boldridge. That'll be her first personal, first team foul. At the line, shooting two for Eudora will be Ava Dye. Eyes the first one, knocks it in. Third point of the evening for Dye. Eyes the second. Nothing but net. Extends the lead for the Cardinals, 8-0, 5:29. Reft in our first quarter. Pressure broke by the Phoenix, only to have it knocked away inside the paint. Cardinals back in transition. Working around the key, penetration into the corner, three-pointer up, off the back iron. Offensive rebound pulled it down by Dye. She'll kick it back out. Just inside the paint, two-point basket falls for Brunkow. That'll be her first 2 points of the night. That'll be a full timeout called by head coach Nick Revamp and the Phoenix. We'll take a break with it. It's 10-0 Eudora, 5:06 remaining here in the first quarter. You're listening to high school basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
The Atchison High Gymnasium. It's 10-0 Eudora as they lead the Phoenix here early in our ball game here this evening. Four of the five starters for Eudora have tallied points here so far this evening. 4 points for Ava Dye, and then 2 points for Hannah Keltner, Izzy Brunkow, and Bryn Dieterding. 5:06 out of the timeout. Pressure again going to be applied by the Cardinals. Inbounded by the Phoenix. They'll break it at midcourt, and they'll get it across. Off the back iron, the shot goes up by Banks. And then last touched by Eudora. Out of bounds for the Phoenix. 4:56 on the inbound. Man-to-man defense for the Cardinals. Into the corner for Banks. Inside, too strong for Downing. And there'll be a foul whistled on the Cardinals. Two subs on for the Cardinals. Avery Warren did not get the second one. That last foul was whistled on Brunkow. Shot is blocked, cleaned up by Downing. And she'll get it to fall for the first points of the evening for the Phoenix. She'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Second foul of the game, this time called on Dye. Neither team anywhere near the bonus. Free throw is up, rims out, rebound last touched by Eudora. So the Phoenix will get a chance to add to their point total. Inbounded into the corner for Herrera. She loses the handle, stolen away by Carly Owens. And then quickly thrown up off the rim by the Cardinals. That was deflected by the Phoenix. 4:26, 10 to Eudora. Cardinals will inbound it from the corner. Brought in by Dye. She'll get it into the paint. Rebound pulled it down by Downing. Foul whistled on the Cardinals. Actually, I had to say it was an offensive foul whistled on Herrera. Second foul of the quarter for the Phoenix. First personal for Herrera. Top of the key, swung into the paint, up and off the glass, too strong. As the penetration by Ava Dye will draw another foul, this time whistled on Downing. That'll be her second personal third team foul. Headed to the line for a pair of free throws for the Cardinals will be the freshman, Ava Dye. Knocks the first one home. She now has 5 points to lead all scorers. 11-2 Eudora, 3:52 remaining here in the first. Second one also finds the bottom of the net. Another sub, or actually Keltner back on for the Cardinals. She'll give Dye a breather. It is now 12-10 Eudora with 3:50 remaining here in the first quarter. Ball brought across midcourt by Hausch. Trying to get the offense in motion here for the Phoenix. She's checked by Cheltner. Now back it out into the hands of Pereira. Down low, looking on the low block. Too strong for Banks, but deflected out of bounds by Dieterding. Off the back iron, rebound pulled down by Boldridge. Second chance opportunity here for the Phoenix. Misses off the iron by Herrera. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. They'll go in transition. Near side with it. Deflected momentarily. Gathered back up by Owens. She'll get it back out to Dieterding. Misses off the front iron short. Out of bounds into the corner. Last touched by the Phoenix. First substitution of the night for the Phoenix will be Zariah Burge. Screen set, top of the key. Eudora continues to work it around the three-point arc. Reach-in foul whistled on Hausch. Fourth team foul. Top of the key, swung into the corner. Penetration put on the floor by Brunkow. Up and under. She'll drop it in for two. She's got four. It's now 14-2 Cardinals, 2:30 remaining here in the first. Hausch brings it across the timeline. Deflected out of bounds. She'll keep it. Now it's deflected out of bounds, but they're going to get a foul. Before that happened, foul was whistled on Brunkow. Into the game for the first time tonight for the Phoenix will be Carly Klim, 5'4" freshman guard. Stolen away off the inbounds. Quickly the other way off the iron. Rebound pulled it down by the Phoenix. They'll go in transition. Quickly the other way off the glass and good for two is the basket by Downing. She's got all 4 points for the Phoenix. Now 14-4 inside 2 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. Top of the key. Dribbled around the key by Cheltner. Now they'll swing it across. Penetration again shut off by the Phoenix. Back to the top of the key and knocked out of bounds. Sub on for Eudora will be Brady Miller. Avery Warren also out there for the Cardinals. Phoenix break the pressure. Right side, penetration cut off, bounce pass controlled by Boldridge, or rather Downing, and now she'll pick up the loose ball. Three-pointer up, misses off the back iron. Downing pulls down the offensive board as it was out near midcourt. 1:12 remaining here in the first quarter, 14-4 Cardinals. Atchison High trailing Eudora here early in our varsity girls contest. Underneath, up and under, and it falls for Raya Boldridge, and she'll head to the line for an opportunity at an old-fashioned three-point play. Subbing back in for the Cardinal, or for the Phoenix, rather, will be Herrera. Foul was whistled on Cheltner. That'll be her first personal, fourth team foul. Boldridge, left-handed shooter, misses short. And they're going to say it did not catch iron and it'll go out of bounds. 8.9 remaining in our first quarter, 14-6 Eudora. Cardinals with possession, slowly working it across midcourt. Near side for Warren. She'll take it back. Thought about the three, penetrates into the paint, and it's blocked. But they're going to get the foul called on the Phoenix. And that'll go against Carly Clem. That'll be her first personal, fifth team foul. And at the line for a pair is Avery Warren. Couldn't get the first one to fall. Remains 14-6. Second one is good. Warren with her first points of the night. 15-6 Cardinals. Inside the final minute here in our first quarter. Nice ball handling displayed by Clem as she broke the full court pressure. Ball down now inside the paint for the Phoenix. Penetration by Herrera. Ball loose on the floor. It'll be a tie up by Herrera for the Phoenix. And Owens for the Cardinal. Possession to the Phoenix inside the final 30 seconds. We've got 19 seconds remaining here in our first quarter. Jumper misses short. Offensive rebound pulled down by Keltner. Her second chance was no good. Rebound pulled down by Downing. Last second heave across the midcourt stripe by the Phoenix sends us to our second quarter, where it is Eudora 15, Atchison High 6. We'll be back for the second quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball between Atchison High and Eudora here on KAIR 93.7, Horton Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Broadcast of Atchison High Basketball here on CARE Radio. Josh Pound, glad to have you with us here this evening, filling in for Tom Counts as he prepares to bring you the action from West Palm Beach, Florida, tomorrow afternoon as the Benedictine College Raven football team takes on Kaiser University in the NAIA semifinals. Looking for a return trip to the national championship game. That'll be in Durham, North Carolina, a week from tomorrow. To start the second quarter of action, the Phoenix will have on the floor Downing, Herrera, Clem. As Herrera's shot misses off the back iron, rebound pulled down by Burge. Herrera tries again, misses off the iron. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals, taken the other way by Dye. Into the corner, three-pointer up. And it's good for Dieterding. She's now got five. It's 18-6 Cardinals early in the second quarter. Clem has her pocket picked, but they're going to say that there's a little too much there. That will be called on Dye. That'll be her second personal. First team foul of the quarter. Inbound pass stolen away by Miranda Kuntz. Down low, knocked free, picked up by Downing. Clem, across the timeline, gets it to the hands of Herrera. She gets it inside of the arc. Too strong, stolen by Eudora, quickly the other way. Offensive rebound put back up, and it's good for two for Dieterding. She's got five to open up the second quarter. It's 20-6. Cardinals over the Phoenix here with 6:40 remaining in our second quarter. Deflected. Eudora quickly the other way. Stolen back momentarily, but gathered up by Brunkow. Pass through the paint. Back into the hands of Cheltner. And she puts it in. It'll be a 30-second timeout called by Nick Rebant and the Phoenix. So a 6:19 remaining here in our first quarter. We'll keep it here for the Phoenix. They're 6 points so far, scored by Downing and Boldridge. Downing with four, Boldridge with two. Downing has two personal fouls, while Hausch, Herrera, and Clem all have one. For the Cardinals, they've got Dieterding with seven. Dye has six. Four for Brunkow. Keltner with four. And Warren with one. As the Phoenix will inbound it with 6:18 remaining here in our second quarter of action. Pressure broken by Hausch. Inside. Back out on a three-eyed and knocked home by Ashlyn Hausch. First points of the quarter for the Phoenix. Second chance opportunity. Too strong for Koontz. And then it's deflected out of bounds. Last touched by the Phoenix. Eudora will inbound it underneath their own hoop. 5:51 remaining here in our second quarter. 22-9 in favor of the Cardinals. Quickly back off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Downing. Phoenix in transition. And it's stolen away by the Cardinals. They'll send it back the other way. They've got numbers. Pass was too strong, so they had to kick it back out. That's going to lead to a foul whistled on the Phoenix. That'll go against Clem. That's her second personal, first of the quarter. But that will send Brunkow to the line for a pair of free throws. First one is up and good. ...23-9 in favor of Eudora. Girls action on the court. Boys coming up. The second one rims out. Last touched by Boldridge. So the Cardinals will take it out of bounds. Into the corner. Kick back out top of the key. Offense set in motion by Dieterding. She'll get it inside, and the foul will be drawn by Dye. That will be whistled on Boldridge. Her first personal, second team foul of the quarter. That's going to send Dye back to the line for a pair. First one is up. Off the back iron, no good. Sub checking into the game for the Phoenix will be Holly Banks. She will give Boldridge a breather. Second one coming up for Dye. That one is true. And it's 24-9 Cardinals with 5:23 remaining in our second quarter. A traveling violation is going to be whistled on Hausch as she got tangled up near midcourt. Turnover for the Phoenix will give the ball right back to the Cardinals. Eudora will inbound it right in front of Phoenix head coach Nick Rebant and his bench. Stolen away by Banks on the inbound, and she'll get trapped in the corner. She gets it free off to Downing. Penetration off the back iron. Rebound still free. Pulled back down by Downing. She'll hit the three to Clem. She misses it. And they're going to get a foul whistled on Burge. That'll be her first personal. Third team foul of the quarter. Ball brought across the timeline by Dieterding. Trying to work it against this zone defense for the Phoenix. Into the corner, underneath, up and off the glass. Good for two. Another 2 points for Dye. That makes it 26-9 Cardinals. Here with 4:42. That's to be a full timeout taken by Atchison High. We'll take it with them. You're listening to high school basketball here on KAIR 93.7, Horton Atchison.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Welcome back. Midway through the second quarter here inside the Atchison High Gymnasium. It's Eudora 26, the Atchison High Girls 9, as we continue the varsity girls action here. Phoenix will get the ball out of the timeout. Full court pressure applied again by the Cardinals, and they'll turn over the Phoenix. Back underneath, up and off the glass. Good for two for Dive. She's got five in the quarter. It's 28-9 in favor of Eudora. Clem breaks the double team, keeps it on the floor, pulls it up, up and under. Rebound pulled down by Rysiek. Quickly the other way. And again, a fast break bucket for the Cardinals as they're able to get the ball down the floor in one pass, and it'll be another 2 points for Dye. Phoenix get it across the timeline, off the back iron, rebound pulled down. Phoenix in transition, or Cardinals rather, in transition. Up and good for two. Goes the basket by Dieterding. She's got five now in the quarter as well. Seven overall here this evening. It's 32-9 Eudora with 3:35 remaining in the second quarter. Stolen away by the Cardinals. Another basket quickly the other way. That will be scored by Brunkow. She now has 7 points. Three in the quarter. Out of bounds, dribbled out of bounds by Hausch. Herrera checks back in for the Phoenix. Miller, Owen, and Warren back in for the Cardinals. Again, the Phoenix 2-1-2 zone offense as the Cardinal work it across the time, across the arc. That'll be a 3-second violation whistled against the Cardinal. Should say Cardinals. 3:01 remaining. It's 34-9 in favor of Eudora. Herrera lost the handle for a moment, gets the shot off, rebound, pulled it down by Dieterding. 2-on-3, she makes the spin move off the iron, too strong. Pulled it down eventually by Burge, and she'll quickly go the other way. Purses the action, and she misses it. And then a foul will go on Banks on the rebound attempt. 2:38 remaining here in our first half of play. It's 34-9 Eudora. Zone matchup by the defense of Atchison High. Swing pass, near side, penetration, and another foul. This time will be whistled on Banks. Her second personal. Fifth of the quarter will put the Cardinals into the bonus. So two free throws coming up here for Avery Warren. First one rims around and is in for her first or second point of the game. She also had a free throw in the first quarter. Second one up, off the back iron, right check, rebound, pulled down, too strong, out of bounds off of the Cardinals. Phoenix are able to get it across the timeline as the Cardinals pull back the full court pressure. And it'll be thrown out of bounds on the turnover by Alondra Herrera. Timeout taken by the Cardinals. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. So scoring so far here this evening for the Phoenix. Downing with four, Hausch with three, and Boldridge with two. For the Phoenix, or for the Cardinals rather, Keltner has four. Dieterding has seven. Ronkow has seven. Dye has 13, and Warren has two. So the Cardinals will go the length of the floor with 2:07 remaining in our first half. Again, looks like a matchup zone now from the Phoenix. Rice check down low. And her shot is blocked, but there was too much contact underneath. And that will be whistled on Downing. That'll be her third personal. Rice check will head to the line for a pair. Not only was that the sixth foul of the quarter, but also she was fouled in the act of shooting. Misses off the iron. 6'1" senior. Allie Reitschek. Second one is good. Sub on for the Cardinals back into the game. Miranda Kuntz. 1:53 remaining here in our first half. 36-9 in favor of Eudora. Inside. And it'll be a foul on the floor as the Phoenix worked the ball down low into Kaya Downing. She'll draw the contact. Second foul of the quarter. Did not get the number. There it is. It will go on Dieterding for the Cardinals. Three-pointer misses short. Offensive rebound pulled down by Burge. She'll get it out to Herrera. Herrera sitting it down low to Downing. Skip pass across the way to Banks. And she adds her first 2 points of the night. 1:18 remaining here in the second quarter. 36-11 in favor of Eudora. Rebound pulled down by Downing as the Phoenix are able to come up with a stop on defense and then quickly the other way off the glass. Too strong by Herrera in transition. Nothing there. Rebound pulled down by Downing. Across the timeline by Hausch. Back to the top of the key for Downing. She picks up her dribble. Leaves it off for Banks. Banks trying to send it down low to Herrera. It's deflected and knocked away. Picked up by Kuntz. Into the corner. Three-pointer up. Is too strong. And it goes out of bounds off of the Cardinals. And inbound coming up here for the Phoenix as Clem checks back in for Atchison High. And Brunkow checks back in for the Eudora Cardinals. 30.3 remaining here in the first half. 36-11 in favor of Eudora. Clem across the timeline. Puts on a good display of ball handling skills. Hands it off to Hausch. She penetrates around the left side. Pulls up her dribble. Back inside. Top of the key. Ball deflected on the shot. And then a foul as the players were jockeying for position on the low block will be whistled on Birch. Her second personal. Cardinals in the double bonus. We'll see Avery Warren at the line for a pair. She's got two free throws so far, one in the first, one in the second, and that is her third. Checking back into the game for Atchison High will be Mariah Boldridge. Second free throw coming up here for Eudora. Misses off the back iron, and they're going to get the foul on the rebound. That will go on Koontz. That'll be her first personal. Just the third team foul of the second quarter. It'll come with 9.5 remaining in the half. Clem working up the court slowly, has it knocked away and stolen by Owen. And the last second shot, not in time. And that'll do it for our first half of action, where it is 37-11 in favor of Eudora over Atchison High here in our girls' contest. Our varsity girls' contest heads to halftime. We'll throw it back to Joseph and the studio. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Atchison High Gymnasium. It's girls varsity action here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison, where it's 37-11 in favor of Eudora here at the half. Atchison High was 6 points in the first quarter, followed by five in the second quarter, scoring for the Phoenix. You've got Ashlyn Hausch with three. Kaya Downing with four. And then Holly Banks and Mariah Boldridge with two apiece for the Cardinals. 13 points at the half for Eva Dye, followed by Bryn Dieterding with 10. And you've got Keltner with four, Brunkow with seven, Warren with three, and Reichcheck with one. So that'll do. We'll send it back to Joseph in the studio for the rest of our halftime intermission, where it's 37-11 Eudora over Atchison High in the Varsity Girls Contest. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it, or you could enjoy it in a cheesy queso boss burrito, or with our potato olays. Forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Ready for some feastivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 29th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today. Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got a heck of an event for you tomorrow as the Benedictine Ravens continue their run in the championship, taking on Kaiser in Florida. Kickoff is scheduled at 12 p.m. for the men's football game, but of course, tune in a little bit early, right around 11:45 or so, to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Heck, tune in right around 11 a.m. and make sure that you hear the news and everything else that's good to hear. The show will begin probably about, oh, I'd say 11:40 or so, taking a look at what Tom has left for me. We'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them in the girls' games in progress.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Show for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taking a look around the area, we've come to halftime in many of the girls' game. As a matter of fact, we're actually in the third period in the Holton game as they are taking on Nemaha Central. Give me just a second, and we'll have the exact score for you right now. It is Nemaha Central sitting at 25 with Holton at 23 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third. In the Hiawatha Marhill Mount Academy Ravens game, the Ravens are just barely on top in the girls' game at the half at 23 points to the Red Hawks 22. In the Sabetha game, the Mustangs are leading the Blue Jays as the Rock Creek Mustangs have 31 points to the Sabetha Blue Jays 3 at the half. And in the Cobra game, we've got Jackson Heights taking on St. Mary's. Right now, it is currently Jackson Heights 7, Jackson Heights 1, St. Mary's 5. with the end of the first. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory remains in effect. Mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 35. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows around 32. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 36 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 28 out there. Winds are out of the east at 13 miles per hour. Relative humidity at 63%. The dew point 25 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.25 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Josh Pound courtside in just a moment, right here at Hot Country 93.7 KAIR Horton Atchison.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Halftime intermission has concluded. Both teams back out by their respective benches where it is 37-11 in favor of the visiting Cardinals of Eudora High. Welcome back to the Atchison High Gymnasium. Josh Pound filling in for Tom Couts, who is hopefully enjoying some much more pleasant weather down in West Palm Beach, Florida, where he arrived earlier this evening with the Benedictine football team. And he will bring you tomorrow's action from Kaiser University and the NAIA semifinals, where the number 9-ranked Benedictine Ravens take on defending national champion Kaiser University for a spot in the NAIA National Championship game in a week. Atchison High ball out of the timeout. And we have a quick foul. This one will be whistled on Dieterding. That'll be her second personal and the first of the quarter. Stripped underneath. Stolen away by Brunkow. Cardinals quickly working it into their half-court set. Into the corner. Three-eyed by Dieterding, and that'll be her first points of the quarter. She's got 13 on the evening. It's 40-11 in favor of the Cardinals. Stolen away in transition. Eudora the other way off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Herrera. And will they call the foul or the traveling violation? They're going to get the reach-in foul called on the Cardinals. That'll be the second foul, or third foul, rather, against Bryn Dieterding. Second personal foul of the quarter whistled on the Cardinals. Downing got it back outside, now into the hands of Herrera. Herrera takes it back, eyes the long three off the back iron, a rebound pulled in by Brunkow, and she will be fouled on the play. That one will go on Ashlyn Hausch. Her second personal first team foul of the quarter. Pass too strong, down low, but gathered back in and scored by Keltner. She's got six now. It's 42-11 Cardinals here, 6:38 remaining in our third quarter. Down low, working it into the block to Downing. Her shot rims out, rebound pulled it down by the Cardinals, and the transition pass is deflected out of bounds by Holly Banks. It'll be a throw-in across from their bench for Eudora. Pass deflected, but gathered back in by Eudora. Matchup zone again being applied by the Phoenix. High post, back out, dribble penetration, kicked into the corner. Down on the floor, blocked by Downing. Rebound pulled back in by the Cardinals. They'll reset their offense. Pressure applied, top of the key by House. She's got to be careful. She's got two baskets away. And Biederding into the corner. Three-pointer for Dye. Misses short. Rebound pulled it down by Hausch. And she'll get it across the timeline for the Phoenix. Nearly had a backcourt violation there on the turnaround dribble attempt. Herrera into the corner. Alondra penetrates. Off the glass. Too strong. And rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. Quick transition basket the other way. Finds the glass in the bottom of the net, and that'll be 2 points for Dieterding. She's got five now in the quarter, and it's 44-11 Eudora, 5:11 remaining here in the third quarter. Steal for Cheltner, and then stolen back by the Phoenix. As Hausch got in front of that one, now Herrera, spin move, misses short, rebound pulled down by Kuntz. Quickly in transition the other way. Off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Boldridge. Herrera's pass is too strong for Downing. It'll be a turnover on the Phoenix. Subbing in for the first time here in the third quarter will be Zariah Burge. He's got two fouls and time in the first two quarters of tonight's game. 4:40 remaining here in our third quarter. It's been all Eudora here this evening. Back outside, around the key, the Cardinals work. Penetration, jump shot, misses off the back iron, but finds a friendly roll. And that'll be 2 points for Brunkow. And it's 46-11 in favor of the Cardinals. Down low, a foul drawn by Kaya Downing. Foul will be whistled on Brunkow. That's her third personal, third team foul of the quarter. A pair of free throws coming up here for Kaya Downing. She makes the first, as there are subs on now for the Cardinals. 4:14 remaining in our third quarter. Second one rims out. Rebound pulled it down by Dye. She'll quickly work it the other way. Keeps it on the floor all the way into the paint where it is last touched by Reichcheck. The Cardinals are unable to convert on the offensive side on that possession. 4:05 remaining here in our third quarter. 46-12 in favor of Eudora. Varsity girls action here. Boys game coming up following this one. It'll be an exciting matchup between the Phoenix and the Cardinals in that one. Down low to Downing. She spins off the back iron. Offensive rebound pulled it down by Boldridge. She gets her own rebound, and then they say she traveled with it before she could get the shot off. And the Phoenix turn it over with 3:41 left here in the third. 46-12, Eudora, taking their time to bring it up court this time. Again, the two matchup zone works in favor of the Phoenix this time, as Herrera picks up the steal, but then she turns it over in transition underneath her own hoop. 3:27 remaining, 46-12. Low-scoring third quarter here so far, as Reichcheck got herself between a pass and a shot that time, and it goes out of bounds. Sub on for the Phoenix will be Ashlyn Hausch. Herrera brings it across the timeline, and they're going to whistle the reach-in foul on Eudora's. Izzy Brunkow, third personal. She will check out. That'll bring back into the game Brynn Dieterding. Also checking in for the Cardinals for the first time tonight will be Avery Hemphill, 5'11 sophomore. Too strong for Downing. Rebound pulled down by Eudora. Cardinals in transition into the corner. Three-point basket up and hit the top of the glass before it went in, as that three-pointer attempt was by Avery Warren. Unlucky break there for Eudora. Herrera is going to bring it across the timeline herself this time for the Phoenix. 2:51 remaining in the third. Have not had a basket in quite a few possessions here for either team. Down low to Downing, and she will draw the foul on Reichcheck. That'll be her first, but it'll be the fifth of the quarter. And so the Phoenix will be in the bonus for the rest of the quarter. 2:42. Downing eyes the line. She's got a free throw so far here in the third quarter. That one rims out. Just 1 point so far here in the third quarter for the Phoenix. Second one is good. She now has 6 points. 9 points so far here in the quarter for the Cardinals. 46-13, 2:30 remaining. Reichcheck spin move, partially blocked by Downing. Rebound pulled down by Boldridge. Phoenix will go in transition. That transition slowed at the top of the key. Penetration is short by Hausch. And they're going to say it was not deflected. It'll go out of bounds off of Hausch. A turnover for the Phoenix. And it's 2:19 remaining in our third quarter, 46-13 Cardinals. Eudora working it inside low to Hausch, or to Reichcheck, rather. She has it deflected by Boldridge. Now back across the timeline goes Hausch. Back to Boldridge and into the hands of Herrera. Herrera checked by Owen. Back out, three-pointer up. Rims out. And a rebound attempt will be fouled by Burge. That's her third personal, second team foul of the quarter. 1:50 remaining in our third quarter. A timeout called by Eudora. It'll be a 30-second timeout. Scoring in the third quarter for the Phoenix has been Taya Downing with a pair of free throws for the Cardinals. 5 points for Brynn Dieterding and 2 points each for Hannah Keltner and Izzy Brunkow. So a very low-scoring third quarter as the two teams combined for 26 points in the second quarter of action. Inbounds coming up for the Cardinals. They get it in with 1:45 remaining here in the third quarter. Emphilla's shot from the free throw line, pulled back down by Eudora. In low to Rycheck, and she throws it out of bounds. Turnover for the Cardinals. 1:29 remaining here in the third quarter, 46-13. A little bit of a scoring drought here for the Cardinals. As the pass down low is to Downing off the glass, and that's good for two. She's got four in the corner. It's 46-13 Cardinals with 1 minute remaining in our third quarter. Top of the key, swung over near side to Owen. She'll penetrate, leave it off for Hemphill. Now back into the hands of Warren. Three-pointer up and good for Dieterding. That's 2 3-pointers in the corner, or in the quarter for Dieterding. She now has 18 points. Stolen away by the Cardinals. Quickly taken back by the Phoenix, and the transition pass is long, out of bounds. Checking back in for the Phoenix will be Carly Klim. Three-pointer gets the friendly roll for Warren, and it's 52-15 as the clock sounds here at the end of the third quarter, where it's 52-15 Eudora. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball here on KAIR 93.7 Horton Atchison.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
In the books from the Atchison High Gymnasium and our varsity girls contest here this evening, we'll have a running clock for the fourth quarter as the Eudora High Cardinals lead to the Atchison High Phoenix 52-15. 4 points scored in the third quarter by the Phoenix, all scored from Taya Downing. She had 2 free throws and a basket in the paint. It was a 15-point third-quarter effort for Eudora, led by the 8 points of Bryn Dieterding. She has a game-high 18 points now as we head to the fourth quarter. And it'll be a quick fourth quarter with the clock only stopping on timeouts. Offensive foul will be whistled on Downing to open up the fourth quarter. And that will be her fourth. Seven and a half remaining here in the fourth quarter and our ball game. 52-15, Eudora over Atchison High. Working around the top of the key, three-pointer up and misses off the iron. For Eudora, offensive rebound pulled down by the Cardinals. They'll put the offense back in motion. Swing pass, far side, three-pointer up. Off the iron. Boldridge had it momentarily, but it's stripped away, and the Cardinals maintain possession. Offensive rebound pulled it down, put back up quickly by Dye. She's scoreless in the second half after scoring 13 to lead all scorers in the first half. Atchison High back with it now, and a traveling violation will be called on Ashlyn Hausch. Yeah, new lineup out there for the Cardinals as they run in five as the clock continues to work. Be a foul whistled on Banks. That'll be her third personal. Checking back in for the Phoenix will be Herrera as Banks will check out. We've got Miller, Allison, Hemphill. Three-pointer is off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by Downing. Rebound, or three-pointer was put up by Owen. Penetration by Herrera, and she gets it to drop. And she will head to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play here with the first basket for either team in the fourth quarter. The foul was whistled on Warren. So Herrera heads the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. She misses that one. Rebound pulled down by Miller. 52-17 in favor of Eudora. 5 minutes remaining. Steal right across the timeline by the Phoenix, and a transition basket is not there. Second effort not there as well. Transition opportunity was by Burge. Then the rebound was pulled down by Hausch. And then she was fouled on her second chance opportunity before she could get back up. And it'll be a 30-second timeout called by the Phoenix and head coach Nick Rebant. And we will go ahead and keep it here. 4:48 remaining in this one. Again, we've got the varsity boys contest. Even with the running clock, it'll be pretty close to a 8 p.m. start time for that one. Maybe a little bit before. We'll see if they give them, how much time they give them. They gave 20 minutes, I think, for the girls' warm-up period. 52-17 in favor of Eudora. Cardinals have yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Our only basket has been scored by the Phoenix, and that came on the transition basket by Alondra Herrera. She missed the free throw. And that gave the Phoenix 17. On the inbound, it'll be another two-pointer up and off the glass for Kaya Downing. And she now has 10 points. And out of bounds on the offensive end for the Cardinals. It'll be a turnover by Carly Owens. 4:20 remaining here in our ball game. Handoff goes to Hausch. She penetrates, loses control, stripped away, and the Cardinals quickly work it back the other way. Now they'll slow things up and put their offense in motion. Three-point near side for Warren. Rebound pulled down by Hemphill. It's loose on the floor now, and she will be tied up by Herrera. Possession with 3:50 to go. We'll go to the Cardinals. Owen. Stolen away by Herrera. Alondra Herrera keeps it on the floor, penetrates, misses short. And they're going to say it was not deflected by the Cardinal. As Eudora will get it back in bounds with 3:20 remaining here in our ball game. Down low, and it'll be a foul drawn by Eudora's Allison. She will head to the free throw line for a pair of free throws inside 3 minutes remaining in this one. Foul was whistled on Downing. That's her fourth. She will step out for Boldridge as the first free throw was good. First points of the quarter for Eudora, 53-19 with 2:30 remaining. Second one rims out. Offensive rebound, no good. Second offensive rebound, this time by Miller. She'll head to the line for a pair. Foul was whistled on Herrera, just her second personal, but the fourth team of the quarter. First one misses short. Trio of subs in for the Phoenix. Zelanya Gayden. Lainey Tate. Second free throw misses, and it'll be a lane violation on Allison. Also in for the Phoenix. She's wearing number 11. Fortunately, not on the roster that I was provided. Turnover, top of the key by the Phoenix. Ball picked up by Warren. And Phil thought about the three. Dribble penetration baseline. Offensive rebound pulled down by Allison. And that'll be two more points for the Cardinals. It's now 53-19 with 1 minute remaining. 55-19, rather. Herrera has her pocket picked. Transitioning the other way is the Cardinals. Basket is no good by Carly Owens. Quickly the other way at midcourt is Herrera. She penetrates, draws the contact, but can't quite get it to fall. And that will send her to the line for a pair. Foul is on Allison. Her first personal. Third team foul of the quarter. Herrera will head to the line for a pair of free throws. She's got two here in the quarter so far. Her first two of the night. Gets the friendly court roll on that one. 55-20. Stop the clock so that does not go off in the middle of Herrera's free throw attempt. Second one misses. Rebound pulled down by Allison. And that'll do it for our varsity contest where the Cardinals take it by the final of 55-20. Give me just a few seconds to total things up here. There was not much scoring in the fourth quarter, as you would imagine, with the running clock. So for Atchison High, they were led in scoring by Kaya Downing with 10. Ouch had 3. As did Herrera. Followed by Banks with 2. And Boldridge with 2. For the Cardinals, they were led in scoring by 18 points from Peterding, followed by 13 from Dye. 9 points for Brunkow, followed by Warren with 6, Keltner with 4. Allison had 3 in the fourth quarter, scoring all 3 of the Cardinals' points. And then Rycheck with 1 for the Cardinals. So the Phoenix fall to 0-2 on the season. The Cardinals improve to 2-0. We've got 19 minutes on our pregame clock here before the start of the Varsity Boys contest, so we'll throw it back to Joseph in the studio and be back at about 10 till for tonight's nightcap of the Varsity Boys contest between Eudora and the Atchison High Phoenix.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.